Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone is doing fine tonight. This is Mary Hollis, the director of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry, a ministry in embracing widows. The purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. Our scripture read, honor widows that are widows indeed. That's coming from 1 Timothy 5:3. I hope that everyone had a great week. Mine has been very trying, trying to accomplish certain goals that got a little irritable because I wasn't getting all of it done on the time that I wanted it to be done. You know how you plan things and you want things done a certain time, a day, night, you have a schedule and you don't meet it and you get all frustrated. But when you ask for that divine order, even though that your day might not be the way that you wanted it, but by the end of the day, God will give you that peace and also give you that confidence by the end of the day that you have accomplished the things that you really needed to accomplish, not always all the things that are we put so much on our plate sometimes, but God has a way of making you feel complete at the end of the day. And I must say, that's the way I feel tonight, because everything that I wanted to accomplish today did not go in the time and manner I wanted it to be. But at the end of my day, is not completely end yet because it's not 12 o'clock as yet. But as of right now, I can say that I am at peace of what I did accomplish. And I hope that you had those same type of things that you went through today, and you saw that by the end of the day, God put everything in divine order. Well, tonight, we are going to talk about, title will be, It's Time for You to Start Acting Like God. And I know you wonder, what am I am about to say, tell you about that? Because some of you probably already think that you're acting just like you should. But the scripture that this is coming from is Philippians 5:1. That's the fifth chapter, the first verse. And first I'm going to read the King James Version, and then I'm going to read the Living Bible Version. King James Version said, "Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children." The Living Bible says, "Follow God's example in everything you do, just as much love child, just as a much loved child emanates his father." You know how children try to imitate their father or mother. An example is when you are dressing up and putting makeup and different things on, your little girl will probably say, "Mommy, can I put a little bit of lipstick on, a lip gloss on?" How she tries to do everything that you are doing. And sometimes you don't think that they're watching you and pretty much trying to do different things. And that's the same thing as a son wants to follow and do everything that the father does. But have you ever been in a situation that made you so uncomfortable you wish you could turn and run, but you knew you had to stay? Did you throw a fit and cry in front of everyone, alerting them to act that you were upset? Or did you speak to yourself, telling your emotions to get a grip and to be controlled? Did you make the choice to grit your teeth, put a smile on your face, and act like you were happy to be there? Although truthfully that wasn't what you felt at all. Let me give you two more common scenarios that can happen and to consider. Have you ever been depressed, but because you were with other people, you had a choice to smile, laugh, or act as everything was just fine? Have you been in that situation before? Or can you remember a moment when you were having a very upsetting or emotional talk with someone in your household? How we scream and yell at those kids when they're not doing what they're supposed to do? I'm sure you remember those days. And suddenly, the phone rings. Did you notice how your voice changed from sounding gloomy or to sounding like a cheerful, welcoming committee when you answered the telephone? How quickly your voice and you can change and act like everything is okay. Hello, I am so glad to hear from you. How are you doing? How we can switch and act differently so quickly. Acting is an ability that every human being possesses. Children know how to act. Teenagers know how to act. Husbands and wives know how to act. Employees know how to act. If needed, every person on the planet knows how to switch into an acting mode. Think about it, how many times you have done that throughout your life. Acting is something that everyone can do. It's not a natural gift that we have, how we can switch on from smiling, maybe feeling sad, and all of a sudden smiling. It's based on who is around us. In Ephesians 5:1, Apostle Paul wrote these things, just like I said. This is coming from the King James: "Be ye followers of God as dear children." The word "follower" is the Greek word. It's pronounced so many different ways. It definitely doesn't sound like our words. The word "follower" is the Greek word. Mimics mimesis. The word means to imitate someone or to mimic what you see someone else doing. And most of the time, a child would do it, what they see their parents are doing. They sometimes model their teachers, a hero. When a person is known for his high moral character, others were encouraged to imitate or copy that person. How do we do that? That's the same way that we need to, it's time for us to start acting like God. And I know that you might be saying now, we try to be, show people with love. We try to respect others and also doing for others as well. And you might be saying, that seems to be enough. Seems to be enough in acting like God. If we're doing all those things, why do we have to do more? Hebrew 13:7 also uses the word as well, the word follower. It says, remember them that have ruled over you, who have spoken unto the word of God, whom faith follows, considering the end of your conversation. The last section of the verb could be translated, you need to be careful, carefully model your faith after theirs, doing what they do, saying what they say, acting like what they say, and considering the great maturity and fruit produced by one's life. Because Paul uses the word, this word in Philippians 5:1, he is telling us to be a role model, to model our lives after God. Just as a professional actor is committed to capturing the emotions, look, voice, character, just an example, how Denzel Washington, Will Smith, any of the actors and actors, they have to, whatever story that they're playing, their act, they have to imitate that person's behavior. This means we must make a decision. It's important for us to do just that when we want to make a decision to act like God. But let's go back a little to see how Paul began this verse. He says, be ye therefore. The Greek word, as we mentioned, it's using the word follower. Being successfully acting like God is not something that you attend the first time you try. Whenever you try something, each time you do it better and better. For you are, and it takes some time for us to get it right. So it's important for us to begin trying, because as we continue to try, we will get better and better at it. Don't expect to arrive at a high level of duplication in your life. It will require commitment and time. It takes time to accomplish any type of goal. Don't expect to arrive. Instead, resolve to start where you are today. So whatever area that you are in right now, you can begin to try to do it better each day. You can do more each day and more tomorrow and the next day and the next day. Keep it up until you finally begin to think like God, talk like God, sound like God, and carry yourself in the confidence of God. You know that bracelet that we used to wear years ago, what it says, what would Jesus do? So whenever you make that an acting like God, whenever you're making a decision about something, you want to make sure that you're doing it in God's name, doing it in the right way. Also, he expects us to walk like him. Pretty much, if if someone, as you drive on the expressway, and someone drives in front of you or do something that would probably almost cause an accident, well, most of the time, the thing that comes out of our mouth would not be what God would have us to say. So we have to work on those things that we say out of our mouth where no one else can hear us. When someone is in the supermarket and they miss and bump into your buggy or whatever, sometimes we give them change our facial expression. And sometimes it's not a smile. Most of the time it's a frown. So this is some of the ways that you can act like God by the way you approach that person, the way that you look at that person. So there are so many ways that we can act like God by showing our love to others. Be constantly in the process of becoming more like God, making it your own. It's your own aim to act like him, to duplicate him, and to exactly copy him in every area of your life. And he gives us the good book for guidance and how he would like for us to be, how we should treat others, our neighbors. So pretty much we can't say we don't know how to, because he's given us the Bible, and every story in the Bible displays how we should treat each other. So the question is, is it time for us to start acting like God and to be better Christians? Tomorrow is Ash Day. It is a very good time for us to begin some of our practice on some of those things. So tomorrow is a very good day to begin, and to also consider getting rid of things that we don't need to hang on, attitudes, habits, even eating habits that are not healthy for us. And I know there's lots of things that I'm going to be changing. So I'm going to be changing because I want my body to be a better temple, and because I want to act like God. I want to eat right like God wants me to. There's lots of things that I need to work on. So tomorrow, Ash Wednesday, is a very good time for you to start making those changes. So why don't you make the decision to take up acting now? You don't have to be an actress or actor. You can begin as an individual to begin. Resolve today that in every situation you are going to imitate your Heavenly Father, the greatest role model of all. And remember, when you face a challenge, you don't have to sit around wondering what God would say or do. His script, his anointed word, is always available to help you when you want to know how to act like him. Picking up the Bible, and it will give you all of the right guidance that you will need. And I also would like to ask a couple of questions, three questions I want you to think about. What would happen if you approach every problem acting as God does when you approach his problem? We need to have more faith. If we believe in God, we need to have the faith that he's given us. We need to have, just like he indicates how he will never leave us or forsake us and always provide for us and everything, we should have greater faith in him. What difference would it make in your life if you act like God every time you dealt with an unloving person? When you are faced with a difficult situation, do you ask yourself what God would say or do? Just like that bracelet that we used to wear years ago, what would Jesus do? I think if we focus on that more, we'll be a better person. And when we also we'll be stronger in faith, and we can deal with situation in our lives better. I was reading this book today, Courageous Faith. This is a class that we are taking at our church, the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church. And it's a very good book, and it tells you about the different people in the Bible that had courageous faith and doing the different things are in the Bible. And one of the pages I highlighted that life has its ups and downs. And I know our ups and downs will sometimes cause us to go astray, cause us to say things, and cause us to do things that not of God. At that time, we won't be acting like God. Life has its ups and downs. So many people it is an ongoing battle, a conflict of value, a battle of belief, a struggle of will, and a war of nerves. But God always constantly say to us that he promised that this life will not always be easy, but he does promise to go with each situation with you. And also there's a scripture that I keep near the computer here, and it says, when God sends you on a mission, he joins us on the journey. So whatever way that you are, whatever you might be dealing with and causing you not to act like God sometimes, he's still right there with you, because he wants you to act like him, speak like him, do what he does. He doesn't expect us to be perfect, but he wants us to try to be better people, a better person, a better Christian. So as you go into the Ash Wednesday, think about the things that you're going to attempt to change to act more like God. Our eating habits, our way we approach people, the way that we talk to people, the way we look at people. So just like I say, if you're in a supermarket and someone bump into you, the first thing, most of the time, we give them a strange look before we say, oh, that's okay, I understand, it wasn't your fault. Sometimes we do that. Sometimes we do the right thing and say the right thing. But think of the things that we can all approve on to be better people that God wants us to be. Let's start acting more like God, speaking more like God, smiling more like God, having faith more like God. We have 40 days to work on these things. Write down tonight the things that you're going to change starting tomorrow. I know I have a list of things that I want to do, but I'm going to not try to do four or five things. I'm going to pick three out of the list, and I'm going to try to do my best to stick with it, and not just stick with it for 40 days, but stick with it forever, because I want to be more like God each and every day. That's the end of the message for today. I hope that you all been dealing with the different weather. I know that each one of you is calling from a different state, maybe. Some New York, some South Carolina, some Tennessee, some in Georgia. I hope that you're dealing with this weather because it's really messing up with my sinuses. And I'm sure that it's affecting you in some kind of way. But I'm hoping spring is coming soon because this weather has been something else. But the one thing I must say about Atlanta, even though we have had some cold, snow, icy moments, days, but we always have some nice, sunny weather that comes in between to make our day. So this is the end of our show tonight. I hope that you all will be in attendance to our meeting, which is on the 15th, which is a couple of weeks, and we'll be having our third meeting of the year, and it's going to be on March 15th from 9 to 11 a.m. at my home. I'll be serving a light continental breakfast, and I hope that you will be able to attend, so because we have a lot to talk about our trip that we're going to go on this year. We're also going to talk about start writing our book and planning some other different events that I need your opinion and advice on. So have a great week and start tomorrow with your commitment on Ash Wednesday, and be blessed and be safe. And have a great week, and tune in again next week, same time, every Tuesday from 10 to 10:30 p.m.
The outpouring of your spirit, till I can't take no more, I need you, Lord. Right now, fill me up again. I cannot move on without you. Do like you did way back when. I need you, Lord. Right now, fill me up again.
Fill me up.
spirit.